USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr's summary of the Mueller report says the investigation didn't find any evidence that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. In the letter, Barr promises to release more. He says he acknowledges the significant public interest in the report, but it will take him more time because there's information that's confidential. The president could exert executive privilege over parts of it. President Trump had this.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A top Trump administration official is willing to work with the House Judiciary Committee. Through his attorney, White House advisor, and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner says he will provide documents that they're requesting. The committee is conducting a sweeping inquiry into the Trump administration, the campaign, and the Trump businesses. The document request earlier this month went to 81 individuals and organizations as the committee looks into possible corruption, obstruction of justice, and ethics violations within the administration. Kushner is one of several Trump family members who've been asked for documents. The president himself initially suggested he wouldn't comply with the request. There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another Powerball jackpot misfire. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
On Saturday, these Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
I'm going to tell my boss to kiss my butt in every language known to mankind.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Get off my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Republican senator comments on an apparent miscue on North Korea coming from the White House. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
GOP Senator Marco Rubio suggests that President Trump's reversal of sanctions against North Korea that had not yet been made public could stoke international uncertainty over future punitive measures. Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press.
I've never seen that before from this or any administration. So something happened here. Those things have to usually be approved. In fact, I know that they are. They go through a long interagency process signed off on by the president. So something happened between the time it was announced and the time that the president put out that statement.
A source familiar with the decision said that Trump was not rolling back the sanctions announced Thursday against two Chinese shipping companies accused of helping North Korea evade existing sanctions, but instead was holding a new round of large-scale sanctions that had yet to be made public.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.